Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Don McClure Show. And of course, I'm the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting with a capital. How do you spell exciting? A, B, C. Oh, okay. Anyway, listen, we do have an exciting show for you tonight. Our featured artist is a young lady named Jacintha, and she admires a lot of the greats, and so she cuts in, and she does great things in their singing style, Jacintha. You know, and I got to look that name up because I think she's Indian. That's like an Indian name, Jacintha, so I'm going to check it out. But we got a great show for you tonight, man. We got some love songs. We got some backtracks, some stuff back in the day, probably before a lot of you young bucks was even born or just coming out, I guess, or something like that. So we got a lot of great music for you tonight. One of our featured artists is Alicia Keys. And you know I like me some Alicia Keys. She can cut. No one, no one, no, no. Okay, no, don't sing. Oh, man. I mean, people are tuning in from all over the darn place. And I like that. That just makes me feel so warm inside, like the Grinch that stole Christmas. He said, what if I got a beard? She said, no, you feel warm. Oh, man, wasn't that corny? But I'm working on Crystal Catherine Magic and the World of Color. I'm working on Vindication. I'm working on everything I can find so I can play it. All right, let's get to the show. We're going to start it off with Janet Jackson. If I was your girl, but I ain't, so I won't. did you know they had my name in that song? But they had to take it out. They would go, dun da 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 dun 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 da 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 dun. Dun dun da 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 dun. Dun dun da da dun 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 dun. Okay, okay. And then the part that I recorded, they took out. I said a don, and he was the one, and he is the man. I got the plan, and he can go and really, really mow and cut that grass, boy. I said, okay, okay. I like that, man. I like that song, man. Yes, they took my name out of it. Janet said she couldn't have it. We're going to go back to old school, Martha and the Vandellas. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I mean, you can't hide. No way. Okay, all right, I won't sing.
I know you're looking for me.
And that was Alicia Keys. And no one, not even Don S. McClure, can make me stop loving you. Shut up. We're having a little problem with our internet playing back tonight. It's a storm. I mean, the lights are all out, just out every street. I was driving, coming back, traffic backed up, stop signs in the street, police looking out, and I made it. So it might break up a little bit, but we'll be okay. You know, like I said, again, tonight's show, tonight is about clarity in music. The sound of a vocalist must have pure clarity to deliver the message. And Alicia Keys, Aretha Franklin, everybody. You know, when they were singing, you could understand what they were saying. And that was beautiful. Now we're at the stage where sometimes I can't figure out what it is they're saying. So sometimes I lose the message. But there are artists today who understand that. And they deliver that clarity, because that's important. We're going to jump to a track that was written for my father. So you thought I was going to say me. My mother used to sing this to my dad. Mary Wells, My Guy. My mother be in the kitchen with a little apron on. Nothing you could do, take me away from Archie, my daddy. All right, let me play this track.
Produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable. We will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. Tonight is about clarity in music. You know, I always have to write a subtitle. There's two lines that come on the board, right? One says, give us the title. The other one says, now tell us your little short subject matter. And I said, what can I think of that will be encouraging and uplifting and mesmerizing? I have it for you. You know, when I spoke at the church, I said I'm going to be mesmerizing to the sisters in church and the minister, at least assistant ministers, around the minister, and y'all want me to stay in the church? And they say, heck no, you don't need to be my preacher. I didn't think that was funny. I hurt my feelings. We're gonna jump to a track and another one by Aretha before we get into some other stuff. Aretha Franklin, until you come back to the church. I mean to me. And we're back. And that was, of course, Aretha, the Queen of Soul. You know, we're always looking for other artists to play. And I can't pronounce her last name. It's Abish Genadin. A-B-I-S-H-E-G-A-N-A-D-E-N. So of the talent industry, we just call her Jacinta. And I think that's an Indian name. I'm going to have to look it up, see what's going on with that, because she can cuss. She's got a lot of albums out. This is the first I've heard of her, but that doesn't mean anything. Thousands of artists out there, but she sang a track that we played last week on our jazz show, well, Wednesday, and Here's to Life. And she did it in the style of one of the other great jazz singers. So we got a couple of tracks by her tonight we're going to play in the wee small hours of the morning. Long Ago and Far Away is a track by her, and she could cut. So I need to find out more about Jacinta. But here's the track, Here's to Life, that we play Wednesday in jazz. And I just thought we'd stick one in here so you could hear her style.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. For I have learned that all you give is all you get. So give it all you've got. I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond the hill and do it all again. So here's to life. The time just flies. How love can go from warm hello to sad goodbyes and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. For there's no yes in yesterday. And who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I wanna play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life. And every joy it brings, here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams. May all your storms be weathered. And all
And I just thought I'd add a little Gerald Avert. Baby, hold on to me. See, I'm that special kind of guy. And I like that, man. I don't know who wrote that. I think Gerald Avert wrote that. That's a deep track, man. We're talking tonight about clarity in music. And if you didn't understand what he was saying, I don't know what to tell you. You need some earplugs. The sound of a vocalist must have clarity to deliver the message. You know, clarity is so important. You have to get clear vision to see where you want to go. And sometimes it can get murky, cloudy, like a storm. Excuse me. You know, clarity is important. You can get off track. You can get off base. You can even slip. And I was working on my yard the other day, and the wind was blowing so heavy that one of the lightweight boards, and I wasn't the heavy boards, bust me in the head. Pop! I said, ooh, Lord. I said, boy, you got a hard head. But clarity. I guess I can see clear now as I got busted in the head. I'm going to play this track by Stevie Wonder while I run and take a little quick break. But I'll be right back. Stevie's doing I'll Be Loving You Always.
You know it. Jimmy, this is a place sometimes called hell. Change your words into truth, and then change that truth into love. And maybe our children, grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren will dare.
Oh, man, that was Stevie Wonder. And I love that when he say, and if you don't, and then you go to hell. <That's it, dog. laughs> Oh, man. Don't be messing up Stevie's song like that. I think Stevie thought he was preaching when he did that one. He said, the truth is the love, and the love is the truth. And if you don't know it, that you don't go to hell. Oh, I'm going to get a fine for that. My producer said, nah, why you just want to keep getting fined? You already did it, took all your money. Okay, all right. Hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break. My board is filling up with blue lights from all over the darn place, and that's pretty good. I got to jump to this promotional, but when I come back, man, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. And tonight's subject, clarity in music. The sound of a vocalist must have clarity to deliver the message.
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish. believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with a understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
If you haven't read that book, shame on you, because it's a great story, man. I mean, that girl can pitch 100 miles an hour, and she challenges the school board system. They say, hey, you can't play on a regular team. Excuse me. And she says, yes, I can, and I can prove it. And they go into the auditorium. And she puts that ball in her hand. And her best friend runs up on the stage and puts that catcher mitt on. And she fires that ball. No! And they say, oh, my God. It's clocked at 100 miles an hour. And the board president was there. And the teachers were there. And the principal. And the superintendent of schools. And they said, we have to let her play. She is good, and she's been taking martial arts classes since she was 7 years old. Man, deep. We're going to jump to a track. We got three Superwoman tracks. Now, these are going to blow your mind. Stevie Wonder's got Superwoman. Karen White got Whiny Baby Superwoman. Talking about the orange juice and the newspapers. And Alicia Keys got Superwoman. Three different versions of the Superwoman. See, the woman is super. But that Karen White, she always crying, but, God, you don't like the orange juice. You don't read nothing but the paper and work on all your books. I'm tired of this. I say, oh. The juice is sour. The juice is sour because you bought it 4 months ago. Okay, all right. Let me play Stevie Wonder, Superwoman. I'm going to jump right into Karen, Superwoman, and I'm going to follow her up with Alicia Keys. And tonight, clarity is about the music and the sound, and you're going to hear exactly what they're saying.
I believe I know you very well. We
And then before that was Crybaby, Karen White. Now, you know, I fix your oatmeal every morning, and I fix your ramen noodles. And then you say the juice is sour. You know, I get in trouble, man, every time I do that. And somebody be like, nah. And now, you know. I say, look, if the guy tell you 5 months ago, buy some new orange juice. I mean, how hard is it? And then them burnt up biscuits. Well, you rushed home, jumped in the shower, left the biscuits in the oven, and they burnt up. Then you say, You ain't talking. I said, I guess not. Anyway. I know I get trolled every time I do that. One day I was at the karaoke and I told that joke. Boy, they boo. I'm going to play Bobby Womack. If you think you lonely now and you don't eat them biscuits, you really going to be lonely at night. So, guys, don't listen to me.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
Always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that a girlfriend's got and what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at once. If you think you're lonely now, I'll be home.
Karen White and the Michigan crowd. They said, can you play that one more time for us? Because we fix good breakfast and we buy regular juice. I cannot believe my phone had a message. Play it one more time. Oh, my God. That's the... If you fix the ramen noodles right, he wouldn't be reading the newspaper. An Italian sausage and Vienna sausage. It don't go together. All right, let me play this one more time. I kid you not, man. This is an encore. They text me and say, can you do an encore? I tell you, them ladies, I don't know what it is about that darn song. She need to come home early and fix some pancakes or something.
When you get there, you just
can I believe? They want to hear that again. That's it, oh my God. The Michigan crowd.
Say, can you say that one more time?
No.
I want to say stop saying.
Nobody, nobody, nobody,
It's my girl, Mickey Howard. Man, ain't nobody like Don. I've been up around the world, and I ain't found another boom gada baka like Don. We're going to jump to one of our featured artists for the night, Alicia Keys. If I Ain't Got You, and when you fix the breakfast right, you have me. The dinner, the lunch, the little in between. Oh, man. Alicia Keys. And then we're going to jump to our other featured artist because 27 more minutes to go. Excuse me. And it's going to be good. Jacinta is our other featured artist. And she's got a track called Far Away. What is it? Oh, yeah, it's Long Ago, Far Away. So we're going to hit both of those because they're our featured artists for tonight. And we got to do what we got to do. I'm going to hit this track, Alicia Keys. If I Ain't Got You, Don, I mean you. Deep ending, ain't it? Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You. You know, my name was in there first. If I Ain't Got Don, I mean, but you. You know, Y-O-U and D-O-N, they're kind of close. Oh, man. Anyway, since she said she ain't got nothing, she ain't got you, and like a dummy, he couldn't figure it out. So, you know, she came on stage, and she said, let me sing this song so he'll know that I'm the one. And it's called The One Who Really Loves You. And she talked about the other girls, Mary and Hattie. One just wanted to sleep with him. One just wanted to be around him. Another one just ain't got nothing better to do. But she was the one who really wanted him. And she promised to cook the breakfast better. Some clarity. She made it clear, silly Lily. You know, she don't really say, and Mary, one of them just wants you for a day. Man. Here we go with our featured artist for tonight, Jacintha, Long Ago and Far Away.
Long ago, a young man sits and plays his way. But things are not the same, it seems, as in such tender dreams. Slowly passing sailing ships and Sunday afternoons, like people on the moon, I see things not meant. Might have been, and what When the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you can always find something to do. But from dusk till dawn, as the clock ticks on, something happens to you. In the wee small hours of the
Jacinta, you know, and as I tell you on Fridays, we don't only play R&B, but we play world music. Jacinta Abishaganadin was born October 3rd, 1957, known professionally as Jacinta, and she is from the country of Singapore. She's a Singaporean singer, actress, and theater practitioner who studied at the National University of Singapore and received a degree in arts, majoring in English literature She is a founding member of the performance company, Theater Works. So she's probably about 65 by now. Her genres are jazz and bossa nova. She's also a singer and songwriter, and she's been in the business since 1976. I mean, you know, you think just when you hear a voice or a certain show, you think it's just all one thing. But that's why on Fridays we play world music, artists from all over the world, with a little bit of hint of R&B. So that's our featured artist for the night. We'll post her on the face and the book so people know what's going on. But let's get to our track. I Blame You by my girl, Letticy. We got 10 more minutes to go.
I'm just not the same.
Well, now, we're back, and we got 6 more minutes to go. Oh, man, where does the time go? I mean, it just flies by, and there goes a doo-doo-doo. Are you there? Continue. And we're back. And hello? I don't know what'd be going on. Anyway, listen, we had a great show. So I'm going to end the show with Maya.
You could do it again.